Okay, we're picking up the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The words of Mani Masnissin, our learning, is once again sponsored. Le'ila Nishmas Shulames Bas Yaakov, the Neshama Shadav Aliyah. We're going to do something I don't think I've ever done yet in the history so far of our Daf Yomi, is that we're going to be doing two Dafim. We're going to be doing Daf Lamed Beis and Daf Lamed Gimel, and we're going to do it Be'ez Hashem in the same amount of time as one Daf, unless you get very scared. It's because Daf Lamed Gimel is really the shortest Daf in all of Shas. Lanias Daiti, I'm assuming. I didn't double check this. But we have six lines on Amud Aleph and zero. It's just a catching up of all the Tosafim from Daf Lamed Aleph is Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So therefore, I figured we'll do already today's Daf and Shabbos' Daf. You'll have a chance to do Chazara and Mirz Hashem for tomorrow's Daf. So the Gemara says, Mani Masnisin, whose Shita is our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Lo Rabbi Yossi, Velo Rabbanan. Our Mishnah is neither that of Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanan. This sound is because we learn in the Braisa, Mishnah Nadar, so makes a neder to become a Nazir. Va'avar on the Ziraso, so he violated it, he was drinking wine. Ein Niskagilo. We do not come to him to help him to do a Hataras Tadarim. We don't come to help him. Ela Imkein Mona Ben Isser. When could we help him? Only if he keeps the amount of the days that he kept Be'isser, that he, let's say, he was a Nazir, let's say, for 100 days. And then he drank wine for the first 60 of those days. So we're not going to make ourselves available until day 160. So that would be the halacha. Those 60 days in which he violated his halacha, now he's keeping them. Rabbi Yossi says no. Dayo shloshim yom. Rabbi Yossi understands that this is all a din derabanan anyway. So the din derabanan of giving like a knas, like we penalize him to keep extra days. Meikar din d'oraisa. Everybody agrees that a nazir who drinks wine is not going to lose the days of his naziras. And that's only going until before. The only time he actually loses his naziras, days of his naziras, is going to be when he's tamei meis. Cutting his hair is an interesting point. Cutting his hair, the nazir also theoretically could be delayed for a technical reason that the Gemara learns out on Daf Mem Dalid. The Gemara tells us that a person has to have the head grow for a minimum of 30 days before he cuts it for his Nazir. So if he has only a 30-day term, that would extend it. Or if he only has less than 30 days left, that would extend it for a technical reason that his hair needs to be longer, but not because he actually loses it. Let's say he has a 150-day term, and then he cuts his hair all the way through up until day 120. So that's Meikar Din D'Oraisa. That would not be any punishment whatsoever. Again, he violated Nisar D'Oraisa, but he would not lose the days that he actually cut the hair. So now, this is a din derabanan that we make him do it. And Rabbi Yossi says, again, it's enough to have 30 days, because that's, in the example that we had before, if you have the 100 days, so the person who was drinking wine for the first 60 days, all he has to make up is 30 days. That's the punishment. So we see from over here that both the Rabbanan usually is Tanakama, right? And Rabbi Yossi, they both agree that the din derabanan, the knas derabanan, requires a nazir to count in additional days. And our Mishnah Lachora indicates that when we have the nazir, that it's from the time that he made the neder, that implies that he doesn't need to count additional days to make up for the iser. So the Gemara is trying to clarify who is the shita of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara fleshes this out. Irabanan, if it's going to tell me it's the shita of Rabbanan, Kashya, Nazirus, we're actually going to fix, but the Rush changes the gear, so it's not really Nazirus Muetes, but really the Kashya should be, according to Rabbanan, the Rush makes a convincing argument, it should be Kashya Nazirus Meruba. That when it comes to a longer Nazirus, longer than the standard 30 days, the Rabbanan understood that all the days that you're violating, you have to, Medir Rabbanan, make up. So therefore, we explain the Mishnah is referring to long days. That's a problem, according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi, Kashya, Nazirus, Mu'etes. Now, if it reflects Meruba to Mu'etes here, we're changing the gear so that if Rabbi Yossi is going to say that the case of a short-term Nazirus is going to be a Kashya. If we explain the Mishnah referring to the usual case of the standard 30 days, it could not be even the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, because even Rabbi Yossi would agree that the Din Derabanan would be up to 30 days. So then a 30-day Nazirus would be a problem. So that really fits very nicely with the way the Rush changes the Girsa. However, if we could explain the Mishnah is referring to a Nazirus Meruba, so then it would work with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. That's difficult to assume that would be the Kasha of Rabbi Yossi, which is why the Rush leaves the Rush to flip the Girsa of what the Kasha was. So let's go with that. So the Gemara says, Ibaisim Rabbi Yossi, Ibaisim Rabbanan. We could explain that the Mishnah follows both the Shita of Rabbi Yossi or Rabbanan. How do we touch the Mishnah with each one? Ibtema Rabbi Yossi, because if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is a Shita Rabbi Yossi. So you can explain the Kan Mezinos Beruba. So the Mishnah's case is referring to a long-term Mezinos. Like we just explained, that you're not losing out. Meaning up until day 70 you do it, so then you have 30 days, you wouldn't necessarily lose out. Kan Mezinos Moetes, where Rabbi Yossi holds that you're losing 30 days, is talking about where it's less than only 30 days are gonna be losing out. So that's what we mean the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. So it says in Gemara, you can explain another way. It's the Shita of the Rabbanan. Lo tema mishashin nazar. Don't explain the Mishnah talking about from the time that he made the neder, like we originally thought. Rather, ela ema ke shashin nazar. Rather, we should explain that it means he counts it as from the time that had gone from his neder. That he has to calculate all the days of the time of the violation that had been through since his neder was made, and they count the number of days in addition to the original term of Nazirus. And that's what the Rabbanan would hold, and that's not a problem with the Shita of the Rabbanan. That's what it means. From those times, makes the neder, that would be the Shita of the Rabbanan. So now the next part, Nishal HaChachamim V'Tiru, the Chachamim, they removed the neder. So Amar B'Yirmiyah Medeveh Shammai Nishmah LaDeveh Hillel. From this halacha Beis Shammai, we could actually learn something, what Beis Hillel will hold. So what could we see? Even though we see that Beis Hillel and Shammai argue about this case, they could hold the following. Love Amre Beis Shammai Hektish Betos Havei Hektish. Generally, we learned, right, the way Kabbai explained this earlier, that Beis Shammai holds that even if someone makes a mistake in Hektish, it's still a valid Hektish. Kevan de Galim Milsa de Lav Shapir Nazar. So still, in our case, Beis Shammai agree that since the person never made the Nazirus in the first place, Tetzav Etera Be'eder, the halacha is, Be'eder rather, that it should be, that you can leave the animals to go out graze in the flock, it's going to be completely not a problem because it never, even retroactively, that there was no hektish whatsoever. The Vesilo Nami, according to Vesilo, Tamura Betos Have Tamura. According to Vesilo, even though they say that a Tamura generally, even you make a mistake with Tamura, that you accidentally substituted, you said the black one, you really meant the white one, etc., that it's going to valid. That's only where the original hektish is still around. But where the original hektish was uprooted is akonami tamura. So what do you have an example? If a person, Reuven, comes and he designates the par rishon, we'll call it, the first cow, as a korban. So he makes it, or makes it hektish, right? So he makes this animal hektish, and then he decides, you know what, actually par sheni would be more useful for me to make that one hektish. I want to do tamura and make the second one hektish. I'm going to take back the first one. So obviously, no hu tamura so yekodesh. So now what happens is, so the part one and part two are both hektish. However, the guy realizes that he never really wanted to make part one a hektish in the first place, and the chacham is able to be posech a pesach, an opening which he can uproot his neder. So now the shail is, since there really was no Tamura, because really what comes out retroactively is that the first one was never kodesh in the first place. So when you substituted the second par for the first par, there was no first par. It wasn't hektish, so the second one should not have been hektish either. And you didn't violate the iser of Tamura. And that's really what the Shita Beis Hillel is. So we see from the Shita Beis Shammai that in a case where a person makes a mistaken hektish in Gansin, where it's completely uprooted retroactively, we could learn that Beis Hillel would agree to that point, and they would agree with Tamura that it would not be that either. So now the Gemara continues analyzing the Mishnah. Amar Mar, we learn in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Iyata modim she'ilu kura lechi asiri. So the Beis Shammai tried to taina that to Beis Hillel, they said to them, don't you admit to us that if you called the ninth, the tenth, and that would be valid, so a hektish muetes should also be valid. So it says the Gemara, Itmar Meiser, with regards to the lach of Meiser, of Nachman Artoso, his mistake can make the ninth one kadosh, but not if he deliberately designates it. If only if you make it b'shogeg, if you do it on purpose, that is not going to make it hektish. Rav Chista, Rav Ravuna, Amrei Taoso, v'kol sheken kavanaso. If you make a mistake on the ninth one, calling it the tenth, it works. So kol sheken, if you deliberately want to make it for whatever reason, you want to do it. So that would obviously, we could say kavah chomer, that you should say that it would be hektish. So the Mishnah is telling you the bigger chiddush that only even in a case where it's by accident, pasha in a case where it's b'mezid, it would be hektish. So says the Gemara, Amar le Rava le Rav Nachman, Lady Dachta Martos of Lochavanasa, Rava said to Rav Nachman, according to you, who says that only his mistake, but not when he does it deliberately, can make it hekdesh to ka'amre b'shamay le'beis Hillel. So how do you explain what the Yishak Levatar was between b'shamay b'beis Hillel and the Mishnah was? What was the back and forth between b'shamay b'beis Hillel? They said, I'atem modim she'ilu kralit she'asir l'asiri chi v'lacharas ha'asiri shloshosh l'mikdashin. Don't you admit to us that if he called the 9th the 10th, the 10th the 9th, the 11th the 10th, they're all going to be hekdesh v'shtako b'beis Hillel? And to that, b'beis Hillel remained silent. So b'beis Hillel didn't actually remain silent in the Mishnah, rather they just didn't remain on this point. That the Beis Hillel remained silent from pointing out the problem with Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Hillel bring a different proof from the 8 and 12 when they could have argued on this one? What did they should have said? They should have said, Lamer Lahun, Beis Hillel could have said it to Beis Shammai, Mala Meister Shekin, Eina Kodesh B'Chavana. A very easy disproof of you, Beis Shammai, is that if, when it comes to Meister Behema, the 10th of the, right, the one that you're bringing, the one out of the 10 that you're making Meister Behema, so that is different because at the end of the day, that it's not kadosh but kavana, so it's very different than the case that you're mentioning of hektish muetas, so of mutes. So now, since they don't do that, lechora they would agree with them that it would not be hektish, and that's why they don't ask this kasha. So it says the Gemara, Amar Shimi Barashi, Hayinu Taima Delamerlu. No, this is the reason Beis Hillel didn't say that back, because the kavachomeru, because Beis Shammai would be able to respond back to them that's a kavachomer, that they would have a raya, that they would say that if. Doing it by accident and is going to be good. So then, when you do it deliberately, so that would actually be a kal v'chomer that you should say is clearly going to be effective. So they were afraid that the response of the kal v'chomer, ma meister, in the case of an animal she'ena kadosh b'kavana, where its hektish is not deliberate and its designated is incorrect kadosh b'tos, and it's done by accident. So then hektish she'kadosh b'kavana, where it can be done deliberately. In an ordinary case of hektish, lo kol shekein, shouldn't we say a kol shekein that its hektish should be on that item? So therefore, since the Beis Shammai could have made that argument that we just made, this kal v'chomer, that would be a valid response to Beis Hillel. That's why they didn't mention it. So therefore, so the way that Rashi explains it, Rav Shimi is now finishing off v'lohi that counter argument of kal v'chomer would not have been good to hektish b'daita demari tale, because hektish is totally on the person. The Torah says, "V'ish ki yaktish is beis l'kadosh Hashem." That a person, when he's making something kadosh, he has to make it kadosh. So it's totally on him. So therefore, the kal v'chomer that was suggested to prove that a case of being makdish something by accident is more easily effective than something which is done by mazid is not a good kal v'chomer, and therefore we don't, because we have the gzeiros hakasuv, and therefore Beis Shammai could not respond to that. So therefore, Rav Shimi was saying that you don't have a raya from the Mishnah, that since Beis Hillel didn't ask this kasha, they couldn't ask this kasha, so therefore Beis Hillel had to move on to the other point. That's what Rav Shimi wants to respond. Fine, next Mishnah. Misha Nadar ben Nazir. Someone makes an nazirus, v'alach lev evias behemto, he went to go get his animal, umatzah shenignava, and it was stolen. So imat shelo nignava behemto nazir. So let's say he had people watching and they knew the day it was stolen. So if it was the animal stolen only after he already become a nazir, I raise a nazir. So he's not able to remove himself from being a nazir, because the idea of a pesach is not something which is a charata that you regret now. Is only something that when you thought about it, was this come across your mind when you first made the neder? Since it didn't come across your mind that it was going to be stolen, so then it was not. It's going to be a valid nazirus, and you cannot uproot it through a hatara. However, if even before, he didn't realize it was stolen when he made this nazirus, so then that's a valid pesach, and the halacha is einu nazir. So you can be matir such a neder, you can remove such a neder, because that would be a pesach which he would never have made the neder in the first place at that point. This chiluk that we just made between if something already happened and something is going to happen was made by Nachum, that he didn't make this chiluk. What happened? When the Nazirim came up, they were in Bavel, wherever they were, and they were coming to the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have the technology that we have. People are spreading the news. They didn't even know. Some of them didn't even know. And they found the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He told them, had you known that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, would you have made a nether not to become a nazir? Of course not, they said. And therefore, Nachum Madi removed their nether. And when they came to Chachamim, they said he was wrong. That's not a valid Pesach, because there, the Beis HaMikdash was around when they made the Nazirus. So if they made the Nazirus while the Beis HaMikdash was around, that's like the case of Nigneva. That only if the Geneva happened before. So that would be work. But here, it didn't happen yet. The Chachamim said, that's the chilek, that if the Beis HaMikdash was still around when they made the original Nazirus, the Neder, that cannot be removed. And they'd have to be a Nazir forever, for the rest of their lives. However, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the halacha is, Eino Nazir. He can remove himself from being a Nazir through a Pesach because that was clearly been mistaken, because the Beis HaMikdash was already been destroyed. That's like the case of the animal being stolen, that it was something that would have affected his original Hekdesh. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rabba, Shatfu, Rabbanan Rabbi Lazar, V'ukmi B'shitasayu. The Rabbanan literally Shatfu is like to sweep away. Like Shatfu Anar, like the river swept something away. So here, they swept away his Shita, Rabbi Lazar, and they made him change his Shita. This time, because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Nedarim, that Poschim Minola, Rabbi Lazar held, he had a Xeris HaKasav, he learned that you can have even a new development, something which is new that you didn't know about at the time of your Nazirus, the halacha is that you're able to uproot a Neder on such a development. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, and the Chachamim disagreed with Chachamim Osrin. So in our Mishnah over here, in Maseches Nazir, we have this situation where you have Poschim Ben Olad. It should be that the fact that Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed, and it was destroyed, now that's mamash the case of an unexpected new development, which is new, and according to Rabbi Elazar, that should be clearly, you should be able to be matir such in Nazirus. So you should have held like Nacham Amadi. So what's the raya that he was even around? So the Rush quotes that the famous story that happened, Perek and Hezakan and Gittin, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was being taken out, right? That's where he came to the emperor, and he told him, he said, you're going to be the emperor, and they said, you're going to be Vespasian, and he said, you're Chayiv Misa for doing that. That whole story, who was the one who took him out? So the Rush points out, it was Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua who tried taking him out. That's what they wanted, to stab him, right? Because they wanted to make sure he was dead. No one was allowed to leave Yerushalayim. The Baryonim, they were crazy. They were saying everyone has to fight to the death. We have to fight the Romans, the oppression. Anyway, so Rabbi Elazar was around at the time of the Churban Abayis. So since he was around, the Rush proves that he was around at the Churban Abayis. And when this case happened, they told Nachum Amadi that he was wrong. Nobody disagreed with him. Rabbi Elazar didn't pipe up and say, hey, I hold like Rabbi Nachum Amadi. Since he didn't pipe up, we see a raya that he must have agreed with the Chachamim and reversed his Shita that we see in Maseches Nazir. Says the Gemara, Vayter v'Amar Rava, Afal Gav, the Amar Rabbanan Ein Poschim Nolad, even though Rabbanan says that we cannot remove a Neder based on something which is unexpected that comes up while you made a Neder, Aval Poschim B'Tznai Nolad. We still are able to be Matir Neder, you can remove a Neder based on the argument, something that had a Tznai, it was a Tznai, that you made a condition on an unexpected development. What's the case? Hechidami, what does this mean? Amr Lahun, if they said to the Nazirim, who are not able to be makir of the Korban, Ilu Asa Inish, if at the time that someone, you made this Neder, so V'amr Lahun, Dechar Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, Mihavi Nedartin, would you have made such a Neder? So we see that would also be able to be matir such a Neder. So even though, so the Nacham Amadi said that just the Beis HaMikdash destruction alone was enough, that's not enough. However, we could ask them if at the time of their Neder they had known that this would come, that's not something which is unexpected. So says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Yahavi Hassam, if I was there and the Chachamim criticized Nachum Amadi and didn't paskin like him, Havi Amin Elohun, I would have said, Haksib, but the Pasuk says, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hema. Pasuk Yirmiyahu. That the Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, right? The Beis HaMikdash of Hashem, Beis HaMikdash of Hashem, Beis HaMikdash of Hashem. And the Rabbanan learns, Zem Mikdash Rishon, Zem Mikdash Sheni. Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem. That the first and the second one, that we know is going to be destroyed. So since they knew it was going to be destroyed, that's not called a Nolad. Why were they timing that that's like the thing that was stolen? Everybody knew that Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. So Yirmiyahu had a Nevuah that was going to be the case. So he's saying that was clearly going to happen. So the Gemara says, Nihid, Yadin Lu, and the Gemara points out, yes, they knew it was going to be destroyed. Because Yirmiyahu was warning them the whole time of Amiyo Din La'imasai, but they didn't know when it was going to be destroyed. Meaning, even the second Beis HaMikdash, you're right. Yirmiyahu told them about the first, but even know about the, from the second that it was going to be destroyed, but they didn't know exactly when it was. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye V'lo Din La'imas, what do you mean? That's not true. We had a Mesorah when it's going to be destroyed as well. V'haksiv, as the Pasuk says, Shavuim Shiv'im Nechtach Alamech Ve'al Ir Kachech. 77s have been a Gzira. It's going to be a decree on the people, on the holy city on Yerushalayim. So this is a pasuk in Daniel. So if you have 70 of 7, so that's going to be 490. So that's the time from the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon till the end of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni lasted for 420 years, and 70 years between the first Galus and the second, of the beginning of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So that was the 490 years. So we had a Masorah exactly when the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. So Gemara says, yes, we knew what year, but still, Akasim didn't by Yomi. We don't know exactly what the day that it was going to be fully destroyed. And that was something which they didn't know. And therefore, even though it was understood that there was going to be destroyed that year, still, they didn't necessarily know when it was going to be destroyed. So that's why it's a nullah. So now, this next Mishnah should be Chazar. We discussed this Mishnah earlier. The Mishnah told us, Hayu Mahalchim Baderech. There were six people walking on the road. Ve'achad Ba'Kenegdan. There was a guy walking there. So they saw this guy and they said, so there was Reuven walking down, and Shimon says to Levi, so Shimon says to Levi, I know that's Reuven. So I'm going to be a Nazir that's Reuven, because I'm so certain it's him. So now Levi says, what are you talking about? It's definitely not Reuven. Vechad Omer, Areini Nazir She'in Zeploni. I'm going to be a Nazir, Levi says, only when he's not a Nazir, because I know that he's not a Nazir. And now the third guy says, Areini Nazir She'echad Mekem Nazir. The third one says, I'm a Nazir, that one of you are a Nazir. So Chora, either way, he's going to be a Nazir, because one of them are right. It's definitely Reuven. And the fourth guy says that I'm going to be a Nazir, that one of you is not a Nazir, which also, again, is going to be something which is certain. However, the next interesting, Shishnechem Nazirim, the fifth one says, the two of you are a Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir. Or Shekuchem Nazirim is that that the sixth one saying that all of you are Nazirim, all five of you before me are going to be a Nazir, I'm also going to become a Nazir. So it says the Gemara, Bishami Omerim Kula Nazirim. That's what we just brought before, that Bishami was understanding, based on Lamed Aleph, the Gemara told us, that was going to be based on something which is a mistake, which is fine, that we're machmer on Nazirus, because it's like Hekdesh, we're going to be machmer. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah rather, Ubisilal Omrim, Eino Nazir, Ela Misha Lo Niskaimu Devarav. No one is a Nazir except the one who actually keeps, whose words, Ela Misha Lo Niskaimu Devarav. His words have not been kept. The Gemara's going to ask, what do you mean? That doesn't make any sense. The Gemara's going to fix it. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Einechan Mem Nazir, none of them are going to be a Nazir, because Rabbi Tarfon apparently understands that a conditional Nazirus is not a valid Nazirus. Here, Tila Achor, if the person ran away, we don't know who he was. He ran away the other way, ain't no Nazir. So nobody is going to be a Nazir here. None of them are going to be a Nazir. The Gemara is going to define who that is. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yomer Im Chedra, you should say the following. If it was like I said, Harani Nazir Chova, I'm going to chova based on my condition. And if not, Im Lav Harani Nazir Dava, this is the condition that Rabbi Shimon already said earlier. That was around the Yudal, I don't remember. We had it earlier that Rabbi Shimon gives a suggestion that a person can make this t'nai and say, hey, if I was supposed to be a real Nazir, this should be a real Nazir. And if not, it's going to be a Nadava Nazir. I'm going to be voluntarily doing it. That's why we said you have to have like 60 days and then do both. So the Gemara says, Mi Shalom Eskayim Medavarav, Amay Av Nazir. Basil told us that the person whose words had not been fulfilled is going to be a Nazir. That doesn't make any sense, says the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda. Ema, you have to fix the amend the Mishnah to mean Mishin Iskaimu Devarav, obviously. Basila say, meaning Bishama say, even if your words have not been fulfilled, you're still a Nazir. Where's Basila respond to that? They say, no. Only if your condition had been met, in that case would you be a Nazir. That's what's going on over here. Turning on to Daf Lamed Gimel now, Abai Amar, Kigon Damar Inami Lav Plonihu. So if the Abai says the case which Basila is referring to is where the Madir said, instead, if it is not so and so. Yehavi Nazir, I will be a Nazir. Yomisha lo niskam v'devarav, what does it mean that his words are not fulfilled? Lo niskam v'devarav arishonim, it means his first words have not been fulfilled, or v'devarav achronim, his later words have been fulfilled. So meaning he's a Nazir only if the second declaration was going to be fulfilled. So if it turned out that it was not Reuven, the Madir is a Nazir, and the condition that he made based on the second declaration. If it was the reverse, meaning it turned out it wasn't in fact Reuven, then the Madir would not be a Nazir since it's only the condition of his first and not, and he retracted it, that would be the case. So basically, I mean to say, the Madir who makes contradictory declarations is a Nazir only by the terms of his second. He's uprooting what he said in the first one. That's the Chiddush according to Abaye. So says Gemara here, Tila Achorav Eino Nazir, that if a person who is approaching turns back suddenly, the Madir is not going to be a Nazir. So says the Gemara, Taima Mishum Dir Tila Achorav. That implies that the only reason that they are not Nazirim is because the person approaching ran the other way. Ha lo asir the kaman, but if he had not, if he's, ha asir the kaman, rather, if he had come before us, and we know who he was, Havi Nazir, the Madir would in fact be a Nazir. Money, who is going to be the one who told us this. So there is no Lamed Gimel Beis. Let's just read the question quickly. Eler turning on to Lamed Dalet now. Eleima Rabbi Tarfon. Now we're really ahead. Eleima Rabbi Tarfon is me a record. Eleima Rabbi Tarfon mi avi Nazir. If you're going to say that it's Rabbi Tarfon, who says he's a Nazir? Kevan de Vishata de Ka Nazir, the time that he made his Naziros, lo yadei ploni, who didn't know, vi lo, michal and Naziros. We said whenever something is talay on a condition, Rabbi Tarfon says he's not a Nazir. Vatana, we learn that Bryce Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishim Rabbi Tarfon, enachem a Nazir lefisha lanit na Naziros ela hafla. Naziros is only given when it's clearly uttered, clearly a clear statement. If it was not a clear statement, then it would not be. So rather, the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Ella Rabbi Yehuda, that it maybe is Rabbi Yehuda Kri. Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's Sunday's Daf B'Siyata Dishmaya.